Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major.
I just set a new set of Alrighty. Welcome back to the Future of an NFT podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we have a very special guest. Today, my girlfriend, Jalen, will be joining me today. This will be her second episode, I believe. If you're new to NFTs, Web3, blockchain, I'd highly suggest you start at episode 1, where I explain NFTs to my mom. Work your way all the way through the catalog. I'm confident either I or one of the guests we've had on will teach you something 100%. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. Alrighty, so Jalen is here. She's ready for her second episode. She is a microblading Austin here. She's a microblading artist here in Austin, Texas. She's been microblading for about how long? For about 4 years. So, Jalen, anybody that doesn't know what microblading is, please just give them a quick introduction to microblading.
Yeah, so microblading is a semi-permanent tattoo. So we basically shape your eyebrows and give you fuller-looking eyebrows. So if you struggle with getting your brows nicely shaped and symmetrical or don't really have a lot of brow hair, that's where I come in. And we create a perfect plan to get you nice, beautiful, bolder brows.
Awesome. So basically, if you're a male out there, ignore all that shit. You're never getting that.
But actually, there is males who get their brows microbladed because males typically look best when they have full brows. So there is males. You don't have to be necessarily feminine male to get your brows done.
Okay, and fuck what I said.
But yeah, so males can definitely get this done as well. But it's less common.
Very less common. So Jalen, so you've been running your business for about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. Pretty successful here in the Austin, Texas area, most beautiful city in the world. And you are number one on TikTok for microblading. Is that right?
Yes. Oh, well, at least like whenever people look up Austin microblading, they always say I'm the first one that comes up. So I feel like I've nailed the hashtag for Austin microblading.
Got it. So let's just dig into marketing. Like, I just want to talk about marketing. Because again, NFTs to me, it's not necessarily... I guess you can. I mean, I don't know. To me, marketing is separate from NFTs. NFTs is more like, again, they already fuck with your brand. They already like what you offer, and they want to just kind of dig in a little bit more or have more skin in the game. That's what I think about NFTs. So I think marketing, again, just getting eyeballs to whatever you're trying to sell or whatever you're promoting, whatever your brand is. So, how do you think marketing has changed over like the past year?
Okay, I feel like I've noticed so many changes. So first things first is with TikTok, for sure, you must be on TikTok. I feel like TikTok is the new Google, the new search engine. Everybody talks about it. Everybody always tells me when they look up for brows, they go on TikTok because I guess just everybody's on TikTok. So that is a new hot platform where I feel like if you have a small business, you have to be on it. Like, it's not even if you want to, you almost have to, because people aren't Googling things as much anymore. Maybe boomers are still Googling things, but you know what, even the old folks are on TikTok, surprisingly. So yeah, TikTok is definitely a platform to be on if you have a small business, and I've noticed that it's like very, very big and people want to see the behind the scenes. And TikTok is a very authentic platform where you could really, like, you know, showcase your work and your journey through videos. So I think it's a great place, and I've noticed a lot of hype back there on TikTok. And then on Instagram, I feel like Instagram has changed drastically as well. The algorithm has changed. I feel like the things that used to work don't work as well anymore. I feel like short form content, kind of similar to TikTok, is what's now trending and poppy. I noticed that like audios that have five second videos, 6 second videos are the ones that do the best, and then having like information and giving value in the caption is where it's at. People are really I guess like leaning into that, and a lot of people are starting to make money off of like reels and like views and subscriptions. So I feel like nowadays, if you have a small business, especially service-based business, you have to be able to adapt and change and, like, now be a digital marketer more than anything. So, yeah, I think, like, now the importance of being on social media and digital marketing is, like, number one. I always say I'm a number one digital marketer and second a permanent makeup artist. So it kind of, like, flipped around. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm seeing right now with the market.
Gotcha. So I'm just curious, do you ever get in spots of you don't know what's the next video I'm going to create? What's the next point that I'm trying to touch on? Like, talk to me about that. Like, do you ever feel like just kind of like stumps in the road? And then how do you get through those stumps? Like, how do you keep going? What's something that refreshes your ideas to get you to make more content and better content? Like, what do you think?
Yes, for sure. I definitely do hit plateaus, especially because my service is just brows. Like, that's all that I offer, and trainings as well. And after a while, it seems like I feel like I'm being very repetitive. Like, how many other ways can I sell brows? You know, like, besides just giving them information about the service, transformations, testimonials, like, how many other ways, how many different fonts can I explain this, right? But I've been realizing that people buy from people. If you know, you could be as talented as like another artist next to you, but people want to see more of you. People want to see authenticity. They want to see behind the scenes, the struggles, the realness of it all, because we live in a world where everything is quote unquote perfect online. So I definitely feel like people want to see more of like behind the scenes and kind of buy into you and your brand, because like I said, you could be as good as the person next to you, but if you don't have a solid brand or like you're not sharing like vulnerable, authentic moments, and they're probably not going to buy.
So you're saying that even if you're the best marketing artist in the world, there are some people that could just go on your page and maybe just not fuck with your vibe or not fuck with your brand or...
Yes, I've definitely gone told that, like, my aesthetic and, like, the way I, like, lay things out or something that attracted people, they're like, it just stood out. So that makes me really happy. And then, yeah, I definitely get into, like, little creative ruts, but I feel like I just always try to, like, kind of... like get inspired by other people too and see what they're doing. Like I said, people want to see like consultations, like live recordings of it. I'm still like working on getting comfortable behind the camera. Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been noticing.
Gotcha. Now, what do you think about reusing content that you already have? Reusing content, but just making it maybe different words, different like...
Yes. Okay. So yes, definitely reusing, which I have. I've been going back to my camera roll because I have so many videos, so many pictures. And then I feel like, you know, people forget about the clients that I did. So if I reintroduce them, like they think that they're brand new, which is great for me because, you know, it's like showing like, wow, she's very consistent. But also, I feel like the quality is more important than the quantity. I feel like back then, quantity was a big thing. I know Gary Vee would always talk about it. But now, I've been seeing that quality is more important. Like, people are starting to say, like, no, it doesn't matter if you don't post 3 times a day. Like, it needs to be super solid, like, high videos, high, like, translation of what you're trying to do, like, emotion. Like, you need to, like, be very, very strategical. I bought this little digital course, and it taught me... like you need a hook. I mean, I'm sure this is something that most people know, but I didn't know because, I mean, I went to school for brows, not to digital market, but, you know, you have to do it. So, yeah, you have to have a hook, a call to action, like everything. Everything has to be very, very strategical. So, yeah, I feel like now the quality is more important than the quantity for sure.
Got it. So you've been marketing and quote like marketing for a while, but you recently got that course maybe like 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago.
Yeah, a couple months ago.
And it was like a good course, like a good refresher, but it also like teaches you new things, right?
Yeah.
So like, even though you could be doing like in the first, let's just say 3 years of your business, like you were doing one thing, like you still got educated on like the new marketing tips, the new things, and you learned, you know, I think it's interesting because like you can learn something literally from everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can find some other girl, maybe she doesn't have as many followers or whatever, but she's doing something that works. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's new. It's refreshing. People like it. It's just different. People like different. Right.
Yeah, I noticed that, especially when it's something like, for example, like me, that it's very repetitive. You have to like learn how to be different. I'm still trying to figure that out. Still, like, I feel like the trends change so much. Like, it feels like they change every 6 months. Like, Instagram wants something different or they won't push your content. It's honestly like a lot to keep up with. So yeah, it's kind of like a little sometimes like, dang, I have to balance being an artist and a marketer, you know, like all of the above. But yeah, definitely has been changing a lot. And then there's also a lot of opportunity nowadays to also sell like online products. That's what a lot of people are turning into. A lot of like the beauty business owners are turning into digital products, because now you could sell like your service, but now you could also sell a digital product of how to literally like be a digital creator or your own online course or whatever, which people who are very, very smart are starting to do that. I'm trying to transition to selling something digitally. That way I can make money while I sleep.
So you're saying so you don't always have to be
behind the chairs
doing brows. You could just teach someone something in Iowa, right? Because they can't come and visit you, but they could just buy your course for X amount of dollars and they could learn some value there, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me about, like, if someone's just like a brand new artist, someone's a brand new barber, or someone's, you know, just in the service industry and it's brand new, what's the first thing that they should be doing? Obviously, they want to work on their craft, right? Their skill, hone in their skill, which will come with reps. What else do you think? Like, as far as marketing, like, what can you give them? What kind of sauce can you give them for marketing? Yeah. Like, at this very point right now.
I would honestly say, like, even if you're still in the middle of perfecting your craft, you don't have to be perfect. I would almost say it's more important to be a good digital marketer. I would invest in digital courses to teach you how to write out your content. That is so important. I would stress about it so much. Like, I don't know how to create a post because I'm like being repetitive, but it's all about setting yourself up. Like, again, having a good hook, a good, like the meat inside of it, and then the call to action. There's like different stuff, so I would definitely invest into like learning how to do that, because that's gonna make you or break you. It doesn't matter how talented you are. I keep saying it repetitive, but it's just so true. You have to be really good at the digital marketing, and there's so much free info out there too, so you don't always have to invest. Just do your research on YouTube and study the people who are doing it and see what they're doing and just kind of follow that, but in your own style.
It's crazy because you could be literally the best microblading artist in the world, literally the best, but if nobody can find you, then it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yes. Yes,
that's good. I like that. So what about just like other, like, what are other things to look at? Because you would not, I wouldn't say you just blindly posted for the past 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Before you really started sinking in, like being like strategical about it, like, mm-hmm. So you were kind of just posting just what you thought or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And so then now you're saying now it's more strategical, now it's like, good.
Yeah. And I also feel like because the market has changed, the economy has changed, I feel like right after COVID, everybody was ready to spend money, everybody was ready to get out there and, like, you know, do whatever. So I feel like that's whenever I saw really like big boost in my business. And, you know, we could all agree that times are a little bit tough now, you know, a little bit harder. And I feel like now more than ever, people are being very, very particular in what they're spending their money on. So you have to be even more like particular in how you're presenting your product / service to the people, because, you know, like, if their money is limited, then they're going to be very picky and they're going to have to like really be sold on what you're selling. So I feel like, yeah, like, definitely has changed. Before, I could just put a post before and after and it was totally fine. And now it's like I have to do a little bit, you know, more research on how to sell it.
Gotcha. Alrighty, so we got rudely interrupted by our, what is it?
Washing machine.
Our washing machine was banging up against the wall super loud, and I was like, okay, what the fuck is that? So now we're back at it. So here we go, Jalen. So we're tapping back in. So you were talking about people that had less, they had a little bit less money, right? Like, the economy's a little tough right now. So people are really careful about where they're spending their dollars, right? Mm-hmm. So talk to me more about how that's important in through your content.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to sidetrack real quickly because I just thought about this. Also focusing on my customer experience, my customer service. I always get compliments on my customer service and how like comfortable I make them feel, and, you know, their whole entire experience of getting their brows done, because, you know, it's a very like scary thing. It's essentially a tattoo on your face, so people come in very, very nervous, and reassuring them and, you know, educating them in the whole entire process is very important, and, you know, just making them feel really comfortable. And I feel like that's what's also going to make small businesses stand out now more than ever. I mean, I feel like it's always been important, but people do not play. Like, if you go on TikTok, people are gonna come and like talk crap about a business if they did not take care of them, if they messed up their hair, their brows, whatever it is. Like, people are so vocal nowadays about having bad experiences at certain restaurants, anywhere that you go. So to me, that is my number one priority, is making sure that Their whole entire process is smooth. So having a very good system with your customer service and the follow-ups and all that good stuff is going to make you even more successful. People are going to talk about you more. And I feel like that's something to really, really hone in, and is the customer experience.
The customer experience. I like that. I agree 100%. Experience and, again, just customer service. Like, I always talk about how that's, like, the best shit. I love good customer service. And I feel like, do you feel like we've lost it?
Customer service?
Yeah, I feel like just over the years, I feel like it's kind of just been kind of shitty.
Yeah, or I'm not sure, maybe because we're into, like, the business and all that stuff. I feel like we are able to, like, see it more, like, and we kind of nitpick everything, but not, like, too much. We're not, like, Karens.
Yeah, no, not Karens.
But we do, like, notice everything. Like, if someone's not, you know, like, attend, like, I guess, okay.
Anyway, if someone's just not giving us a good customer service, like, I don't know. To me, it's
yeah,
just,
we're
it's
like,
annoying.
Oh, we're never gonna come here again. Like, we're very picky. But, like, no, but then we've also had really, really great customer experiences. Like, at that sushi place we went in Austin, that was beautiful. Oh, yeah. That was, like, such a eloquently
That's crazy. 100%.
Done experience.
Yes, 100%. So, we went to the sushi place in Austin, and I think they... And it that's like next level customer service. It's like, we didn't even know that they fucked up, but they proactively came and said, hey, like, we kind of fucked up on this, but, you know, we're gonna take it off the card and we're gonna do this or whatever. You know, like, the manager came out and, like, she was just super cool, and, like, that's going above and beyond 100%.
Yeah, what had happened, I think, like, they had forgot.
They, like, didn't put the
they didn't put our food in, and they were like, oh, I'm sorry for making you wait so long, and we didn't even
know we were waiting long. I was just like, oh.
And they're like, the bill that has been taken off your bill. I'm like, wow, that's so nice. Like, and they give you a little washcloth as soon as you get in there. Like, it was just such a great experience, and we're definitely gonna go back. So just stuff like that, it definitely makes you stand out, and I feel like that's a big 100%.
I can give an example here. My barber, I've been going to the same barber for the past 5-6 years. The experience is hilarious every time. Like, it's not every single time we're cracking up and doing whatever, but, like, for the most part, it's always fun. He's making me laugh. Like, everybody in the shop's joking. The environment there is at the barbershop is super cool. Everyone's just talking about whatever, laughing. The music's cool, like, whatever. Sometimes my barber will be like, here, you can play whatever you want, or just literally tiny things like that. Like, that just make the experience just that much better. But yeah, anyway, so go ahead.
It also reminds me of when I went to South by Southwest and saw one of my favorite podcasters, Alexander Cooper, shout out. And the whole experience was amazing. It was, like, one of the best days that I've had. She had free drinks. I'm sure she told her people not to cheap out on the drinks. They were, like, filling up the cup with half vodka, and I was like, dang, okay, free drinks, and they're not being, like, greedy. I love it. And then she also, like, hired, like, this very sought out chef. I just found out that, like, you have to get reservations to get with this chef or something, but she brought him out to make pasta. Like, she thought, like, oh my god, like, my girls are gonna be drinking, like, they need to eat as well, so I'm gonna bring, like, a little chef in. Like, it was so, so nice. She hugged all of her fans. I got to meet her. It was just such a great experience. So stuff like that, like, really, really stick to you, and it just makes you, like, so happy and make you think about the person, and you're more willing to buy, like, in the future. I'm like, I'll buy anything you have. Like, I love, like, it was perfect.
100%. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, even going back to, like, your microblading experience, right? Like, when people have a good experience with you, you know they're telling their friends, their sisters, and how many people do you get saying, like, oh, I'm gonna tell my cousin,
oh,
or whatever.
All the time. I get so many referrals and saying, like, this person sent me this person, and a lot of people only come because they say I have to have a word of mouth. Like, I won't blindly, like, there's different types of buyers. Yep. There's a type of buyer that says, like, no, I have to have a recommendation, like, because they don't trust, like, they rather get a word of mouth, and I get that so much. Like, I came to you because I saw the way her brows looked and I'm really nervous, so I trust you. And I love that. So yeah, that's very important.
Awesome. So now I want to go back to kind of just, like, the content, like, the branding side of that. Like, as far as, like, JM Beauty Brows, what would you say that your brand represents, or that you try to get across, or, like, you know, like, what do you think there?
Yeah, so my slogan is beautiful, bolder brows. That's what I try to sell. I personally like brows that are a little bit more bold, and not everybody does. I do natural eyebrows, but that's pretty much my target audience, and I like to sell confidence through eyebrows, because it is true. A lot of women, almost every single person, tells me how much confidence it gives them, because brows is, like, I would say, in my opinion, 80% of your face. Like, you take brows away from someone, they look like an alien. Like, brows are so important, and your confidence just gets elevated through eyebrows. So I'm very confident in my service, and it speaks for itself. So I sell confidence through brows.
Gotcha. And the testimonials, like, what do they look like? Like, what do people, like, are people Have you ever had anybody that was like, oh, I don't like them, or someone that's like, eh, or, you know, like, and then what do you do with that type of person that's like not like, you know, like, I'm just curious. I'm just curious as like an objection handler.
Yeah, no, I feel like when I first started my business, I was definitely more rookie. And I definitely had some clients that were like, maybe not 100% happy or wasn't sure about the process. But I feel like learning through my experience and learning how to handle unsatisfied clients, helped me so much. So I feel like just perfecting my craft, honestly, is what makes people trust me. And I don't, honestly, thank God, like, I have not had any complaints. Like, ever since, like, when I first started, I had a couple complaints, right? Because I wasn't, like, quote-unquote, the best. But now that I feel like I'm the best at what I do, I, like, my complaints are literally, like, so freaking small. So, yeah, I honestly, I'm really, really blessed that I don't really have a lot of objections, because I've kind of, like, perfected my process. Like, I tell them exactly what to expect. I tell them exactly what's going to happen. And I feel like that's what really gives them a peace of mind. Because before, if they weren't happy, they were like, oh, my eyebrows are really, really bold. They would be texting me freaking out. And maybe I just didn't tell them, hey, like, your eyebrows are going to be really, really bold. So just learning through those mistakes is what made me perfect my whole entire process. And I thank God I haven't had really any complaints ever since. People really trust me. And then especially if they come and they're like, hey, I'm not sure what I want. And they're like, I trust you. Like, so many people tell me that they just trust me and they leave it up to me, which makes me make my job easier. And I do my best job when they trust me. So.
Got it. I'm just curious, what other ways do you promote your brows? Like, what other ways do you, like, do you ever, on foot, are you ever, like, asking people, do you ever hand out business cards? Like, what do you think about that? Like, just in-person type of selling stuff? Or do you strictly just stick to digital?
Honestly, I have, like, tried to sell in person. I just find it a little unauthentic for me. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just personally don't like selling in person unless somebody's asking me. Once they ask me about brows, then I could get, like, salesy. Like, not, like, salesy, but I try to, like, okay, like, you're interested. But I don't like to go up to people and really ask them for it. I have, and then, I mean, people take my card and stuff, but I feel like it's just more easier when people are looking for me. That's whenever I have the opportunity to sell and close, because people are already wanting the service. I just have to inform them of why they need my service, you know? So typically, yeah, just TikTok and Instagram is typically where I sell. And then, yeah, I have online consultations, so I try to sell them there as well.
Gotcha. What do you think about just content in general right now? Like, the content that you're watching, like, what about collaborating with people or, like, just stuff like that? Like, what do you think? Like, just to get your message out or whatever.
Yeah, no, I think collaborating is a very, very good idea, especially, I would say, on TikTok. Maybe I'm just on TikTok a lot, but I feel like I've seen so many collabs on TikTok where hairstylists love to collaborate with influencers. That is such a great idea, especially showing them the whole entire process. Like, we flew out this girl, she's in our chair, like, we're taking her from A to B. Like, people want to see everything. They want to feel like they're already there and see the whole entire process. So I think influencer marketing is, like, very, very important, especially in 2024. I feel like people only trust, like, influencer marketing for the most part. Like, I do. I feel like I buy into, like, influencer marketing, especially when I could see the whole, like, process happening in front of me. If it's a picture, I kind of try to dig in a little bit more, but video is king. It is so, so king. I almost think it's more important than even photos. Like, at this point, like, don't even waste your time posting photos. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, video is just, like, so important.
What do you think about content that has nothing to do with what you do?
Ooh, that's a perfect question. I love that. I think it's also important. So, like I kind of said before, people buy into people. So, yes, post your product/service, but people want to buy from you. They want to see the person behind the camera. They want to see the person who they're going to meet, essentially, or not even if they meet you. They want to see that they like you. You know, they want to see that you're relatable. So I like to post other things that are not just about my eyebrows, so then people, you know, could connect with me. Like, I posted a dance video one time and this girl was like, oh my god, like, I've been following you. And, like, she literally said that kind of made her like me even more because I posted that. So I felt like, okay, cool, like, people like this. And sometimes I get more engagement on things that are not even brow related. I'm like, how come my dancing video got way more likes, way more attention? And it's because they're getting to know me. So yeah, I think it's very important to sprinkle a little bit about yourself. You don't have to give your whole life away. That was something that was important to me. I'm like, I don't want people to know my personal life, but I could give them a little sprinkle of here and there. Because again, connection is everything. Authenticity is everything. You don't have to be perfect, but definitely show them a little bit about your likes and interests, so, you know, they could connect to you and relate to you.
That's what I say. I think that part's the most fascinating part to me, like your likes and interests, right? Even though you do microblading, you could post about a zucchini or a carrot or like a chicken wing, and that could be the thing that some other person says, oh my God, they like zucchini. I fucking love zucchini too. Mm-hmm. And again, you know what I'm saying? It's just these little tiny bits that like people, they're like, they could just get from you. You know what I'm saying? That makes them like you more, right? It's more likable just because you like what they like. And you know, that's just how humans are.
Yep.
What about people that want to promote, but they don't want to use their face?
I think that you're going to have to face your fears and show your face.
Do you think so? Even I'm willing to challenge that with the content that we've seen now on TikTok
changed a little bit. Let me correct myself.
I don't think you have to be your face on there.
No, you're right. I feel like you don't have to, but I feel like with certain things, like for example, like cutting hair, doing hair, like eyebrows, I feel like you almost have to because, I don't know, there's certain levels of trust, right? Mm. But if you're selling like a product, maybe you don't have to. You could show like a little like time lapse of you like creating a product or something like that. There's actually a whole like digital marketing course of faceless content. So faceless content is definitely a thing. You don't even have to show your face to sell. But it just depends, I would say, on the service or product that you're selling. So you could get away with it or not.
Got it. So you think though, personally, for like stuff like that, like
eyebrows for sure.
Yeah, like people want to know who's gonna be doing their eyebrows.
Yeah, 100%. They want to know how you look like and everything. And sometimes if you look like them, like that just sells them even more. Like I've gotten told that all the time. Like because I'm Latina, they're like, oh yeah, like I came to you because you're Latina, and like, you know, like they're Latina, or like maybe, I don't know, they're just a different race, but they just feel more comfortable. I don't know. Like, that's just a subconscious thing. I don't know why, but it is. Yeah.
No, 100%. It really is. That's why posting random stuff about you, that's, again, like, saying you like carrots, you never know. The next person's like, oh, I fucking love carrots too. You know what I'm saying? It's like a likable trait, or, hey, you wear Nikes too, or, you know what I'm saying?
I've definitely have bought from people because of like their interests. Like there was this, there's a bunch of lash artists here in Austin, a bunch of them, they're really, really good, and it's almost like, oh my God, which one do I pick? But this one specific girl, she's really, really talented, and she would always post like God quotes and about God, and to me, I really like that, and I feel like I could relate to her. So when I went and sat in her chair, I told her about it, we started talking about it, and I feel like my experience was so great, and I felt enlightened because I'm like, I relate to her, and this is, you know, what she stands for and likes, and I definitely connected. So I feel like that's why I chose her, and that's why I would continuously repeat to choose her, because I connect with her in that area, you know. So I feel like it definitely works, because I've done it, selective picking, because based off of interest, and I feel like I could talk to her.
I'm curious now, is there anything that you shouldn't post? What should you not post? Like obviously, like obviously, like we know what the obvious ones are, like, right? Like,
yeah,
but like I'm just curious, like, is there any like line between, like, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, you could be very authentic, but I feel like maybe, like, I don't know, I've
obviously stay away from some of the subjects, like some touchy stuff, you know?
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
like don't get too personal, because you obviously want to stay professional, but maybe like if you're having like struggles with your business, or somebody's like, you're having a problem with a client, don't blast your client online. Don't be talking about, like, you know, things like that. I've definitely seen people do that, and it does look unprofessional to other people. So, you know, if you're having a hard time with the client, maybe if you do decide to post it, which I personally will never. I don't care how extra the client is. People love to do that nowadays.
Like what? Blast their client?
Blast their client online. Even on TikTok. Like people like, or blast whoever. And I'm like, I bet, you know, I don't know. People like, negativity gets attention for some reason. But yeah, I definitely would stay away from it.
Hold on. You just said that. So like, talk about that. You said negativity gets so much attention for some reason, but that was such a, like, okay, dive into that.
Let me give you an example, because on my TikTok, I don't have too many followers. I have like 1,000 followers, right? But followers don't equal to paying clients, because you could get a lot of clients regardless. But either way, one of my best, most viral videos out of my whole entire page was a negative one, because I guess some people on TikTok decided to say that I ruined somebody's eyebrows, even though I didn't. The girl loved her eyebrows. So that little beef, I posted it because I commented back and I showed the screenshot where my client said she loved her eyebrows, because I was like, oh, like, no, like I didn't ruin her eyebrows. Like she loved them. That got so many likes and comments and engagements. And I'm like, wow, like this is a negative post, but yet this is getting the most attraction. And then when I do anything positive, like stuff like that, like, yeah, I'll get a couple likes, but it's nothing like negativity. So, which is crazy, but I have heard that they say like all press is good press. So I'm like, okay, like, I mean, I still got people on my page, right? So I guess it still works.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Because again, that TikTok, that's so true. Like, yeah, I made one TikTok video, 700,000 views, but everybody, of course, the comments beef and everybody talking shit, everybody like, you know what I'm saying?
People
like,
love controversy. I think controversy is like, if you're trying to get engagement, be controversial. Like, that is going to spark it like no other. Seriously.
Controversial.
Yeah. Controversy. Yes. Yeah, controversy. Like, I've even been trying to test it out, like saying like, I ruined this girl's eyebrows. Obviously not. It was clickbait. It was a hook. But I got a little bit more engagement because I was saying that I ruined someone's eyebrows. Like, that's crazy, right? So in a way, like, you could use that to your advantage when you're creating content. Like, people do it all the time. You know, you've clicked on something that you thought, oh my God, and then it wasn't that. You're like, dang it. But it's because you got clickbait, you know? So
talk to me about the platforms now. What do you think about the platforms?
Which ones?
Like, Instagram, like, which ones do you think are going the hardest? Which ones do you see on the rise? Like, just all that.
Honestly, definitely TikTok.
Is there any that are sinking and falling?
Huh. I mean, I feel like Instagram is, for me personally, like, I feel like a lot of people don't like, unless you're having a business, people don't post at all. Like, it's only mainly used for business, to be honest, or keeping up with celebrities. I think Twitter is pretty popping still. A lot of people are on Twitter because, you know, you can kind of say and do whatever you want on there.
But also, is Twitter a buying app? Because I've never bought one single thing on Twitter. I've never even thought about buying on Twitter. So that's something, that's an interesting conversation there, because and certain apps, you're just not in the buying mood.
Yeah, or like Snapchat and Twitter, 100%. You're not. Yeah, I feel like for sure, like, I know I'm a repetitive, but TikTok, like, people love TikTok, and I personally love TikTok. There's so many ways you could sell on TikTok. You could buy on TikTok. Like, you could sell on live. Like, there's so many ways to sell. You could sell a video of you giving like advice, like a 3-minute video saying like, this is what you should do with your life, and people will buy it for like, you could sell it for $1, $10. I've seen so many people sell like a step by step on how like to get over a breakup. Like, that is crazy. Like, TikTok is becoming like so smart with the, like, how many options you have to buy on their platform. Like, they want to keep you on there. They're fucking killing it. They're killing it with that, honestly. And I buy so much stuff on TikTok, so I get sold so much because people are able to make a video with the product that you're trying to buy, and then they sell me because this is everyday people. This isn't a big brand. This is a micro influencer, an everyday person, someone just like me, selling me a product and a struggle that I have, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna buy. And then that creator gets incentivized, and then they get to pocket some of the percentage. So everybody wins. TikTok wins, the creator wins, I win because I bought a product that I love.
So you're saying that, but even the people that don't even have, they're not even the owner of the product. Like, yes. It doesn't have to be even be your product, but you're just selling some shit.
Yep. You're just selling it. Yep. It's just crazy. Yeah. So TikTok is definitely like number one in my opinion. Like, ask anyone, like everyone. And then small business owners are able to sell their t-shirts, their mugs, like their custom, like skirts. Like, you could do anything that you want and create a brand on TikTok and sell the heck out of it. So I think that's where people are really, really leaning in towards right now.
And like, TikTok is making it super easy. Like, they're making it.
And not only with products, even with music, like, so many people are blowing up. Like, I could think about so many people like that I know, like Mexican artists and stuff like that, who have blown up, or even small creators off of TikTok. And that is just so crazy to me. Like, wow, like, this is where people are getting discovered now. Like, you almost have to have like a trending song to get discovered. And then boom, like, I don't know, like, people are just getting paid left and right on that app, honestly.
That's insane. So now what happens when they ban it?
I know. I'm hoping it's not true, but apparently it's gonna get banned in 6 months. Who freaking knows?
So okay, so I'm just curious. Let's just again, hypothetical. We never know. It could happen. It could not happen. TikTok gets banned in 3 months, 6 months, like whatever. Immediately, like, what's your first, like, what app are you gonna go to? Where are you gonna go the hardest at? Or is it like you're still doing the same thing? Like, what do you think?
Okay, so
do you think there's gonna be a new app?
So, if TikTok gets banned, I mean, I'm already on Instagram. I'm sticking to Instagram. I started my business only on Instagram. I've run my business literally only on Instagram for like almost 4 years now. So it's obviously been successful for me on Instagram. But I genuinely think that like the people aren't going to be okay with this. Like, the people are not going to rest until we have another app, or we could keep TikTok. But if we're not able to keep TikTok, then we're definitely going to have another app that's very, very similar to TikTok. And my thoughts are like, oh, heck yeah. That means as soon as that new app is done, because you know dang well someone's going to make that. Someone's working on it right now because, you know, I'm going to hop on it because I feel like the opportunities are going to be so freaking high because, you know, it's a brand new platform. Everyone's going to run there to try to be the first one. So I feel like, yeah, there's definitely going to be something very, very similar to TikTok if TikTok is truly banned. And I will definitely be on there. I don't care. Like, you know, we got to make it how we make it. We got to do it.
Awesome. Now, I just want to back all the way up. Now, you just told me about all some, you know, all this crazy shit, right? Like, you've obviously been super successful. Tell me about the opposite side. I want to hear about the struggles. I want to hear about the days where you were like, fuck this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear all about that, too, because that's just as important. Like, what did you do to keep going, or what, you know, what motivates you? Is there something at the end that, you know, like, is the end goal so big that you just can't stop? Like, what is it for you?
Yeah, so definitely I feel like a lot of people on social media make it seem like, oh, create your own business, like you make your own schedule, life is easy. And definitely those are the pros of it, but the cons could be like pretty negative sometimes. Like there's definitely days where I wake up and I don't feel like posting. I don't feel creative. I'm not in the mood, and I still have to do it because I have a small business, and if I don't post, I'm screwed. Not necessarily, because I do have word of mouth, but the thing is like you constantly have to be putting energy into your business, and when the highs are highs, they're pretty high, but when the lows come, they're pretty low as well. You have to be very self-motivated. You have to be disciplined. That is something that I'm trying to focus on, is being disciplined, because sometimes I don't feel like posting, and then I won't post for 3 days, and then I'm like, okay, then I'm like almost shadow banned on Instagram because I'm not posting. So it's like you constantly have to be going. If you outsource and you hire someone, then great, but if you don't want to, or you're not in a position to do it, then it's all on you. So yeah, and then there's months where like you make all this money and you're like, oh my god, like I made this much money this month, and then there's other months where you're like, oh my god, like I'm barely like, you know, making this much. And it's like crazy because you have to be like okay with the inconsistency of it. It's not consistent. It's not guaranteed. But at the end of the day, it's like sink or swim. Like I could sit here and complain, or I could get my ass up and start posting and, you know, think harder and like try to be more creative. Because this is what I essentially signed up to do. So I have to like push myself to do it, honestly. And there's sometimes it's okay to take breaks, but you have to like, you know, kind of make sure that you're ready to dive deep, because it's all up to you. Like, no one's going to hold your hand. You're going to have a manager. You're not going to have a boss to tell you, hey, you have to get this done by today. It's me, myself, and I. And if I don't do anything, nothing's going to happen, you know?
I like it. So, during those times, like, I just want to know, like, when you get in, like, a content, like, I don't know what to post. Like, what, you know, like, what are some ways that you can get new fresh ideas? Or how do you get fresh ideas? How do you get re-sparked, re-engaged. Right? Re-engaged, like.
For me personally, I feel like I like to go on walks. That's so basic, but I feel like going on walks, especially in downtown Austin, it's so beautiful. You get like, you're like by the water on the lake, and you get to see the buildings. I like to just put in my headphones and take a really long walk, and just take a break, like close the app, don't look at it. And I feel like kind of just, you know, practicing those manifestations, those affirmations, as cheesy as it is, like you have to, like, it's true, you have to constantly be putting good stuff in your brain, or surrounding yourself with people who are better than you. Like going to that South by South West event with Alexander Cooper, like, just inspired me so much, because this girl created a podcast and now has a $60 million deal with Spotify just for talking. And I'm like, wow, like that just makes you like realize that the opportunities are so infinite. And I know sometimes you feel like it's not, and it could be a bad day, and it's okay to have bad days, but you know, put yourself in position, move your body. Like that's what I do. And I feel like that's what helps me. And then again, the urgency of thinking like, okay, girl, well, if you don't do anything, then money's not going to be coming and you're going to be broke and homeless on the side of the road. So you have to definitely use that like as motivation, and, you know, find the thing that like helps you kind of clear your mind and, you know, get it together so you could go right back on it.
Awesome. Now, tell me about what are you excited about for this next year with your business? Like, what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to accomplish? Like, what are you looking at as far someone that's in the service industry? Like, right, what is something that you're looking at doing, or how are you planning to grow, or, you know, like what new ideas do you think are cool that you want to implement? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I feel like I want to make sure I perfect it. I do want to, like, sell digital products. I've been wanting to do this for a long time because, of course, who doesn't want to make money while they sleep? But I want to make sure I'm, like, the true expert of what I'm talking about. And I feel pretty confident, but, you know, they say, like, you're the expert when you could explain everything, like, and not, you know, and be confident. So I'm working on perfecting my craft and my knowledge, and I guess, like, to educate other people, like, perfect that education and make sure I translate it right for my students. So I just want to focus on my trainings, and train other people how to do what I do. And making sure that it's, like, the easiest way to learn. So that's my next step, is to grow my business, is to create, like, more high value, high ticket sales with my trainings. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Alrighty, was there anything else you want to cover on today's podcast, or anything else that you're thinking about, anything else you want to talk about? I think this is a great episode. Like, I like just learning, you know what I'm saying, marketing shit from you, just hearing it from you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
What about, you know what? Talk to me. I'm sorry, real quick. Talk to me about AI. What do you think about AI?
AI. Honestly, I haven't.
Like, how do you think that will, like, when will AI hit your service-based business, or, you know, like.
Never. I'm just kidding. Interesting.
So you don't think Elon Musk could build a robot that could just microblade eyebrow? That could just do microblading?
No.
Okay, I like that. She's standing strong. You hear that, Musk?
No, I generally don't believe so.
No, I agree too, because I think about the same thing. Like, what about an AI barber? But it's like, no. The whole experience of that would suck.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to talk to an AI barber? Like, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, these are things to be thought out, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, when, what about AI for your content?
Okay. So as far as the service, I definitely think that there's a lot of, like, different jobs that are going to be eliminated, unfortunately, and it's really sad, by AI. But I feel like my job is pretty safe in that section, so I'm really proud about that. I'm like, yeah, you can't come for my job, because people want people, and especially with service-based stuff like that, no one's gonna really let a robot touch their brows, I promise. And if they do, then I don't know. But as far as content, I mean, yeah, like, people are already using AI for content, but I just feel like, again, authenticity is very important. I feel like that's the way you can be AI, because AI could be really good, but a human is a lot better. And if you do it well, you translate your message well, and you show up the way you're supposed to, like, I feel like you'll beat AI.
She's saying humans are better than AI. She just hasn't seen ChatGPT 5.5 yet.
I definitely use ChatGPT for my content. I'm not gonna lie. Not all the time, but I have, for sure. But at the end of the day, AI cannot post a video of me dancing. I mean, maybe.
No, okay, again, I'm sorry. Let me jump in here. She has no fucking clue what she's talking about. And AI will fucking annihilate her.
yeah, I know.
No, John.
I'm like, I know.
No. It won't annihilate you. What I'm saying is,
my job is pretty safe.
No, honestly, no. From that perspective of, like, someone actually, like, there's not going to be a fucking AI robot doing it. But from a content perspective of, like, what it can do, like, you know, like,
I think it could definitely help.
It could do a lot of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I honestly just haven't found, like, anything or any system.
I think it's still so new. You haven't seen anything that blows your mind that's been super, like, well-crafted yet. We've seen a bunch of cool AI shit, but it's still baby. AI is baby. It's nothing.
Yeah, no, exactly. I would love to see how it expands, because I would love to have, like, an AI, like, assistant online who could talk to my clients and book appointments and answer any questions. Like, them being trained exactly, like, to be me. That way, I don't have to be, like, messaging them all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I would love to see that. Okay. That would help so many small businesses. Like, yeah, like, somebody that sounds just like me. Like, you know, and is typing just like me and is giving them everything that, like, I would essentially say to them. I don't know if they could get that good.
No, I think it could get, I mean, imagine you just export your Instagram DMs into the bot, and it reads all your DMs that you've ever sent, and it knows your tone, it knows exactly how, like, what you say when they ask this or this. If it's something new, and it's something the robot's not aware about, or the AI is not aware about, it could just maybe ask you the question, like, hey, like, how can you respond to this one? Like, we're not, you know, this is a new question we haven't received, how can we respond?
Oh, that would be then so moving helpful. Forward,
it's like, it just keeps on learning, like, what your responses are, so that it just knows, it'll know. Anyway, yeah. That's just an idea there, but I'm telling you, like, that's an example.
Oh, yes. If I could have, like, an AI sells for me, like, in the DMs, and I don't have to really sell, and they sell for me, and they close deals for me, oh, yes. I would invest in that system, for sure. Because then that would cut my time in half, and then I'll have more freedom, and I'll be more happy. So, yes, for sure.
Got it. So, AI will be destroying her.
destroying or helping?
A little bit of both. I'm just playing.
Just helping.
Okay. So no, that this is a great episode, Joan. Honestly, like this was awesome. Anything else? Like any other ending thoughts or anything like that?
No, I would just say, like, if you're starting a business, you have a small business product or service, I would definitely say, if you're kind of like lost or not sure exactly what to do, then definitely just invest in digital marketing. That's and keep up with the trends. Like, it's a nonstop learning process, but you definitely have to be on it in order to succeed from now and the future
of NFT podcast. And that's how we will wrap it up. Alrighty, so that is the end of today's episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, don't do it. Hit me up on Twitter at @theejarrod. If you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down below, so you can go ahead and shoot me an email, let me know what you're working on, what projects are you excited about, culturally, music, all that good shit. Please let me know. Do you want to go ahead and wrap it up? What did we say? How do we wrap it up? Go ahead.
I don't know.
What's the, you don't know the one thing we say? Well, you don't know the one thing we say? I'm sorry, she hates this podcast. She's not a listener, so she's...
I don't listen. I'm just kidding. I do.
So what do we say at the end? How do we wrap it up?
I don't know. You're gonna
from
have to
all
do it
around the
world.
You've never heard that. You've never heard
I
that.
Have. I just know your intro.
Oh my god! I only listen to the intro and I leave. okay, so here we go. From all around the world, I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, people going crazy. Yeah, I been getting paper. Made a whole and without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my